The Elephant's Child by Rudyard Kipling. Now you must know and understand, O best beloved, that till that very week and day and hour and minute, this satiable elephant's child had never seen a crocodile and did not know what one was like. It was all his satiable curiosity. The first thing that he found was a bi-coloured python rock snake curled round a rock. "Excuse me," said the elephant's child, most politely, "but have you seen such a thing as a crocodile in these promiscuous parts?"
"Have I seen a crocodile?" said the bi-coloured python rock snake in a voice of dreadful scorn. "What will you ask me next?"
"Excuse me," said the elephant's child, "but could you kindly tell me what he has for dinner?"
Then the bi-coloured python rock snake uncoiled himself very quickly from the rock and spanked the elephant's child with his scalesome, flailsome tail.
"That is odd," said the elephant's child, "because my father and my mother and my uncle and my aunt, not to mention my other aunt, the hippopotamus, and my other uncle, the baboon, have all spanked me for my satiable curiosity. And I suppose this is the same thing."
So he said goodbye very politely to the bi-coloured python rock snake and helped to coil him up on the rock again and went on, a little warm, but not at all astonished, eating melons and throwing the rind about because he could not pick it up, till he trod on what he thought was a log of wood at the very edge of the great grey-green, greasy Limpopo River, all set about with fever trees. But it was really the crocodile, O best beloved, and the crocodile winked one eye like this.
"Excuse me," said the elephant's child, most politely, "but do you happen to have seen a crocodile in these promiscuous parts?"
Then the crocodile winked the other eye and lifted half his tail out of the mud. And the elephant's child stepped back most politely because he did not wish to be spanked again.
"Come hither, little one," said the crocodile. "Why do you ask such things?"
"Excuse me," said the elephant's child most politely, "but my father has spanked me. My mother has spanked me, not to mention my tall aunt, the ostrich, and my tall uncle, the giraffe, who can kick ever so hard, as well as my broad aunt, the hippopotamus, and my hairy uncle, the baboon, and including the bi-coloured python rock snake, with the scalesome, flailsome tail, just up the bank, who spanks harder than any of them. And so, if it's quite all the same to you, I don't want to be spanked any more."
"Come hither, little one," said the crocodile, "for I am the crocodile." And he wept crocodile tears to show it was quite true. Then the elephant's child grew all breathless and panted and kneeled down on the bank and said,
"You are the very person I have been looking for all these long days. Will you please tell me what you have for dinner?"
"Come hither, little one," said the crocodile, "and I'll whisper."
Then the elephant's child put his head down close to the crocodile's musky, tusky mouth, and the crocodile caught him by his little nose, which up to that very week, day, hour, and minute had been no longer than a boot, though much more useful.
"I think," said the crocodile, and he said it between his teeth like this, "I think today I will begin with elephant's child."
At this, O best beloved, the elephant's child was much annoyed, and he said, speaking through his nose like this,
Let go! Oh, you're hurting me!
Then the bicolored python rock snake scuffled down from the bank and said, "My young friend, if you do not now, immediately and instantly, pull as hard as ever you can, it is my opinion that your acquaintance in the large pattern leather ulster," and by this he meant the crocodile, "will jerk you into yonder limpid stream before you can say Jack Robinson." This is the way bicolored python rock snakes always talk. Then the elephant's child sat back on his little haunches and pulled and pulled and pulled, and his nose began to stretch, and the crocodile floundered into the water, making it all creamy with great sweeps of his tail, and he pulled and pulled and pulled. And the elephant's child's nose kept on stretching, and the elephant's child spread all his little four legs and pulled and pulled and pulled, and his nose kept on stretching. And the crocodile threshed his tail like an oar, and he pulled and pulled and pulled, and at each pull the elephant's child's nose grew longer and longer, and it hurt him greatly. Then the elephant's child felt his legs slipping, and he said through his nose, which was now nearly 5 feet long,
"Oh, this is too much for me."
Then the bicolored python rock snake came down from the bank and knotted himself in a double clove hitch round the elephant child's hind legs and said, "Rash and inexperienced traveller, we will now seriously devote ourselves to a little high tension, because if we do not, it is my impression that yonder self-propelling man of war with the armour-plated upper deck," and by this, so best beloved, he meant the crocodile, "will permanently violate your future career." That is the way all bicolored python rock snakes always talk.